We're going to have to march, and we're going to have to protest, we're going to have to petition, and we're going to have to raise Cain to get Officer Paulson charged with murder.
Yep.
He did it. He hasn't even been fired. He's on leave.
Recall.
Paid vacation.
It is time. It is time to stop this from happening and to stand with this family as they've stood with the family of Oscar Grant and get justice and get Paulson and Messerly and Peroni and all of them put in jail. I want to just close by thanking Alan Temple for making this possible. You open your doors to us, and you've brought with this first event a breath of truth and justice, of humility and humanity to this tragedy, and we thank you so much.
We just want to thank you all for coming, but before you leave, now you know we invited the Spirit to be with us and lead us. And we do have to say thank you for coming. We have to say thank you to the Spirit for coming. Yes. And we're going to ask the Spirit to send us out on our way. Okay? Not just tonight, but in this long haul that we have ahead of us. So we're going to ask at this time the pastor from my neighboring church to come in and close us out. Yes, dear.
I just want to thank you, honey, for bringing up Emmett Till. We cannot, because if we forget Emmett Till, we're going to forget this right.
Yes, thank you. You know, I also want to thank the family of Brother Amara and Mrs. Amara. Mom, I see you sitting there so quietly. We love you. And we have our arms around you, too. Okay? Stay strong. And then, congratulations, Bam, for the outstanding work that you are doing.
Yes, yes.
And remember, it's not about violence.
Yes.
Okay. It's a bigger purpose. Hold on just a moment. Why don't y'all all stand so we can close out.
I want to thank Pastor Alan Temple again, and my pastor of Family Life Ministries. And you said it patiently. We've heard a lot of things tonight that has encouraged us to bind together as one to attempt to get justice done for Oscar Grant, and not only for Oscar Grant, but all of the ones in Oakland over the past few years that have been actually murdered. I'm a resident of Oakland, not now, but I was born in Berkeley. I lived in Oakland all my life, and then I moved out, and I live in San Andrew now, but police brutality is something that happens all over. It happens all over. And the one thing that the family wants justice. Somebody say justice.
Justice!
And this, you know what, this is a time of justice. Give me about 5 minutes and we're going home. You've been here for a while, but this is a time of justice. See, and God wants justice. People understand that. God wants justice. The Bible says in Psalms 89, verse 14, justice and judgment is the habitation of the throne of God. And mercy and truth shall go before his face. And so, a lot of anger and some anarchy and different things are going on now. But the thing that really set this thing off in the minds of the people is that no speed was given after the crime was committed.
Right.
Ecclesiastes 8 verse 11 says, because there is no there's no actual speedy judgment of the things which are done wrong, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Because there is no judgment, there is no speed. And they covered up, no names were given, they did all types of things. Man quit. He's in the valley, and just all over the place. And so a lot of things were done, and it made people angry. But you have to channel your anger into something that's positive.
Somebody say something that's positive.
There was, and is a cover-up, but the family wants what? A conviction. That's what we want. We want a conviction. And I believe personally that God is going to give us a conviction. If you're not going to be optimistic, why are we here? Why are you petitioning? Why are you marching? We believe that something is going to be done. So now let me conclude. We have been called into the same house. I don't mean this house here. I'm not talking about this house.
We have been called to a circumstantial house where people of different faiths, different attitudes, and everything else have one purpose in mind, and that is to bring about justice. Matthew 12:25, a house divided can't stand. Ecclesiastes, Amos 3:3, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And so we must agree. And the thing that they want to do is take the trial into another area. That's what they want to do. And if those of you that have influence over people's lives, that have influence, that have leadership abilities, you need to speak to the people that have the mind of anarchy, want to break up, want to do stuff. You need to speak to them and tell them that if that keeps up, they're going to use this as a precipice to take the trial into suburbia. And in some suburban areas, the biggest crime that they have during the week is the theft of a newspaper off the porch. I'm being frank. You know, and so a lot of people are not aware of what goes on in the ghetto or in less fortunate areas or whatever, and they'll just go ahead and say, hey, let him go. Justifiable homicide. We don't want that. So we must bind together. And above everything, I conclude now, we have to pray. Amen. They've been saying it. We have to pray. This is the cake, but the icing on the cake is prayer. Amen. Okay, you can march. You can picket. You can do all of that. You can petition. But you have to bring God into the picture. And those of you that are Christian-minded, you better understand that. You better bring God into the picture. And as we pray, the Bible says, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Goes out and says, I'll heal the land. And the land is damaged. But he said, you'll heal the land. By your hands. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. For all of these people here, all of these people here that have one thing in mind, God. Regardless of the different faiths and different areas and cultures and colors. God, we have one thing in mind, God. And give us the strength to bring about the type of justice, God, through our petitioning heaven and doing the things which are necessary here. And our marching, God, and our filing petitions, God, and our telling people all on the streets and sharing. God, we want you to allow a spirit of unity to overtake us and to overshadow us. And God, we believe that justice is going to be done. We claim it and we believe it, God. We're not pessimistic, but we're optimistic, God. He said, if you shall ask anything in your name, God, just said you would do it. And so, God, we bring you into the picture. And the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And, God, we want you to bring down all the levels of injustice. And, God, we call it done in Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Now, would you put your hands together and give God a praise in here? Everybody, or clap your hands on your feet. Shout to God because of Christ. God bless you.